new and living way you have opened for us.
主啊，我们在为了你这个一个新又又新又活的向我们打开，感谢你。
Thank you for your cleansing blood and thank you for your anointing spirit.
为了你洁净我们的血，感谢你，也为你能够膏我们的灵，感谢你。
Thank you, we all can be here.
为了我们都能在这里，感谢你。
Anoint your word and anoint every one of us.
来膏你的话，膏我们每一位。
In your own precious name we pray.
在你宝贵的名里我们祷告。
Amen.A brother often asked us whether we could slow down the pace of the portion that we go through every week.
弟兄们问我们能不能在每周的追求上能够慢下一点来。
He always asked this actually in a very good spirit. And he told us because he felt every time we go through a portion, he felt there were always so much left untouched.
他当然那个他的灵是对的，是非常好的。他觉得每周的追求有点快，有很多宝贵的东西还没有享受得到。
Actually, we receive such a fellowship very well.
我们非常乐意接受这样的交通。
And we have tried, very hard, I think, try to slow it down.
我们也是在试着能够慢下来。
And we also try to have more reviews.
也试着有更多的来回顾这样的话语。
But we also realized.Actually, for the sake of flow and continuity of the burden of each book.
但是为了每一卷书的这个连续性和里面的负担
we have to go on.
我们还是要继续往前的。
You see, it is sometimes very good to stop and enjoy a tree.
当然我们很多时候需要停下来珍赏和观赏一棵树。
But we have to remember we're in a forest. We need to get out. We have to finish this forest.
但是不要忘了，我们不是光看一棵树，乃是我们在森林里面。
Sometimes to stop and enjoy it is good.
有时候停下来观赏一下是好的。
But don't get, get into a maze in this forest.
但是不要进了森林以后只看见树而后从这个maze 是。迷宫里面出不来。
Yes, I thought this is really quite interesting. You know, when we started the book of Romans,
当我们开始读罗马书的时候
I told you that the last time it coincided with 9/11 13 years ago.
13年以前是和911是同时发生的。
You know, because we live in time, I think sometimes it's always good to have a timeline.
当然我们是活在时间里面，很多时候我们非常需要回顾一下这个时间的过程。
And those of you who have been here with us for the last 30 years, you know that during the last 30 years, we have gone through the New Testament three times.
当然有许多人和我们在一起超过有三十年左右的弟兄姊妹们都知道，我们过去三十年把新约读过了三遍。
Actually, a little over two years ago.
大约两年前。
Actually, I remember quite well. I was just coming out of the hospital.
我记得很清楚，因为那时候我刚刚从医院出来。
We were near the end of the book of Acts.
我们那时候刚刚快读完《使徒行传》了。
We normally.Go through the New Testament sequentially.
当然，我们经常是把这个新约从头到尾经过一遍。
And remember, we brothers have fellowshiped on this. This time, when we go through the Book of Acts, let's follow Paul's experience.
当然，那上次我们读《使徒行传》的时候说，我们这一次读是照着保罗的经历。
You see, this is because sequentially after the Book of Romans, you go to Book of Acts.You go to the book of Romans.
当然照着次序来说经过使徒行传就来到罗马书。
Of course, at the end of the book of Acts, Paul was in prison in Rome.
当然我们知道在这个使徒行传结束的时候保罗是在罗马的监狱里面。
And it was there he wrote the prison epistles.
当然那时候他写了所有在监狱里所写的书信。
So we thought it was very nice to really go to the prison epistles.
当然我们那时候就觉得去读保罗在监狱里写的那些书信。
So we sort of skipped the book of Romans and then we went to Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians.
所以我们想那时候跳过罗马书来到以弗所腓立比和哥罗西书。
And then we went to 1st and 2nd Thessalonians and the three T books.
And then 我们接下来我们进到帖撒罗尼迦前后书和三提书。
And then Just go through a little bit review, so it's okay.
今天稍微给大家回顾一下。
And then we were in Genesis 1 and 2 for several months.
我们在创世纪一章二章啊。 在那地方停留了好几个月。
And then we were also in some parts in Genesis.
当然我们也读到创世纪其他部分。
And then we come to the book of Romans.
而后我们来到罗马书。
So you see, which means that the last time it took us about 11 years to go through the New Testament.
上一次花了11年时间把新约走过了一遍。
And now we still haven't quite finished the New Testament yet.
现在呢, 我们还没有把新约读完。
So you divide 30 by 3, that's 10 years in average.
所以你把30年除以3的话, 大约每10年我们经过一遍。
So you see, I'm telling this brother, we are going slower.
所以我告诉这个弟兄啊, 我们是走得相当慢了。
But okay, but I'm not. But here is a point I want to make. And I mentioned the last time we went through the book of Romans, we were just after 9/11.
我刚才提到我们上次读罗马书是在911以后。
So we really have a burden for the gospel in Manhattan.
那个时候我们特别对这个曼哈顿的福音有负担。
And now as we look back in the last 13 years,
我们把这13年往回看的时候,
the Lord's leading was to enlarge us in the scope of our preaching the gospel.
主特别是在我们的范围上来扩大我们,
not only in Manhattan, but in all the other boroughs in the city.
不光是曼哈顿, 还在其他的这个 borough, 就是其他 其他的大区里面,
you know, and of course, Brooklyn, but especially in Flushing, in Queens, in Flushing.
比如说布鲁克林, 但是特别是在法拉盛。
So this is wonderful, and it's really surprised us, and we were pleasantly surprised.
这个是出乎我们的意料, 但是非常让我们喜乐。
So this time, when we come to the book of Romans, and I think we also have a kind of expectation, the Lord will enlarge us.
当然这一次我们读罗马书也是盼望主再次的扩大我们。
Now let me just briefly remind you that personally, and I believe a number of saints feel the same way, that the Lord really surprised us to uplift our view.
我想提醒弟兄姊妹们，这一次呢，主借着罗马书啊，把我们也扩大我们，也把我们的看见更拔高。
Because the Lord reminded us, or actually was very clear, the book of Romans is on the gospel of God.
当然，主提醒我们，罗马书是讲到神的福音。
And it's speaking of the righteousness of God.
讲到神的义。
So it is not, I mean, just from the last few months, we saw this time the Lord will open the book of Romans to us, not only enlargement in scope, but uplifting our sphere.
当然我们知道这次罗马书主不仅把我们在范围上扩大, 更是在这个空间和这个规模上扩大。
In other words, the enlargement is not to remain in our point of view, but is to uplift from ours to God's point of view.
当然它不是在我们这个水平上来看见, 更是把我们提高到拔高到神的角度来看。
And I thought this is really a wonderful start for us to get into this book.
我觉得这是我们这次进到这卷书啊非常好的一个起点。
Because now this week we are in Romans chapter 7.
这一周我们来到罗马书第七章。
You know, after we get into Romans chapter 4, starting in Romans chapter 4 is the matter on justification.
当然我们从第四章我们看到神的称义。
We began to see that the righteousness mentioned in the book of Romans really is emphasizing on the righteousness of God.
当然我们看到这个义在罗马书里面特别讲到是神的义。
That's related to God's purpose.
这和神的目的是紧密相连的。
It is not some standard God is. God, of course, God is all righteous, God is all holy, God is righteous.
当然神是义和圣的，神就是义。
As we mentioned, righteousness is God's attribute.
当然我们知道,
one of the God's attributes.
义就是神许多属性里的一个。
So therefore, actually, this began to uplift somewhat our view.
当然这个也在某种程度上把我们的看见拔高。
And, you know, I thought, because this is not the first time we're going through this book.
当然这不是我们第一次来读罗马书。
Every time we go through this book, is really a kind of a review.
所以每次读罗马书都是一个回顾。
So what does review mean?
这个回顾到底是什么意思?
You see, the English word is wonderful. It's review.
当然英语这个英文词比较好，就是重新再看。
Take another look.
就是从再看一眼。
Have a uplifted view.
有一个拔高的看见。
Now, why do I want to share with you this way?
为什么我想这样来和弟兄怎么分享呢?
Because I think this time when we were going through the book of Romans,
我们这一次来读罗马书,
particularly when we started Romans chapter 5,
特别是从第五章开始,
you know, these are not easy chapters.
这些都不是很简单的章节。
Actually, we know that, starting from Romans 5 verse 12 to Romans chapter 8 verse 13 is a section on sanctification.
当然从五章十二节到八章十三节，这是这个圣别的这一段。
I must say, I'm very happy to see the saints really took to heart how to get into this book.
但我非常高兴看到弟兄姊妹们很用心地进到这卷书里面。
You see, when I mentioned about the, when we were in chapter 5, verses 10 and 17, talk about this much more.
我上次分享到在五章十节和十七节特别讲到这个更要。
When I raise this question, what are you talking about? What is much more?
当我问这个问题的时候说更要是什么意思呢?
And I think some saints responded, said, yes, that's right. What does it mean?
当然有些圣徒回应说对呀、啊、到底是什么意思呢?
And, so I'm going to come to this point in a minute.
我一会儿过几分钟我 还回来看这个点。
Okay, because last few weeks we went, okay, we spent about three weeks in the...In chapter 5.
我们花了三周再来读罗马五章。
And then we spent 2 weeks in Romans chapter 6.
两周在第六章。
And this week we're in Romans 7.
这一周我们在第七章。
You know, when we were fellowshipping, and we thought it's very difficult to divide Romans chapter 7.
我们交通的时候觉得很难把第七章分段。
And so it was no surprise we received quite a few... feedback from the saints.
所以我想，从圣徒们听到一些回馈啊，回应啊，我是很盼望圣徒们有许多的回应。
And the feedback is that this is a very difficult section.
当然，圣徒们回应说，这一段呢是非常难的一段。
So we cannot go through so fast.
所以我们不能走得很快。
Are we going to have some more reviews?
我们会有许多的重新回顾。
Now it is very good. We are going to have a review.
非常好，我们一个重新再看。
Okay, now, the point is this, actually, how should I put it? Okay, let me do it this way. Romans chapter 6,
在罗马第六章,
the beginning of Romans chapter 6, Paul started to talk about baptism.
第六章一开始保罗开始讲受浸。
This matter about baptism seemingly just Paul all of a sudden brought this matter of baptism up when he was talking about sanctification.
好像是在这个保罗讲圣别的时候突然提到受浸。
And then of course after 6 to 7.
当然六章以后就是七章。
And we did mention that there Paul in mentioning the matter of baptism, he mentioned it to us, baptism here is really a declaration of changing from one realm to another.
当然这地方这个受浸是保罗宣告我们从一个范围一个范畴迁到另外一个范畴。
And I described to you that, you know, the death certificate was absolutely an equivocal, that one is have no, nothing more to do with one realm and enter into another realm.
当然我用这个死亡证明来解释这件事情，就是这个证明我们已经无可反驳的反回的从一个范围迁到了另外一个范围里面。
But I did not mention this, which now I want to mention. Paul never used the word realm.
实际上保罗从来没有用过这个范畴这个词。
And so after that week, 2 weeks ago when we were in Romans 5, there were quite a bit of fellowship among some saints who are getting into this chapter.
两周前我们结束五章的时候，有一些圣徒啊的。比较这个在五章上有许多的这个讨论。
So there were lots of fiber traffic in their email exchanges.
有好多这个邮件的来往。
And somehow that got to me also.
那有些邮件呢也到了我的电脑里面。
Okay, the point is this.
这个我的点是什么呢？
They are discussing about this grown together in verse 5.
他特别讲到在五章里面。
Can we have that? The Romans 6:5.
Yeah. 特别是讲到在这个第六章五节讲到与他联合生长。
If we have grown together with him in the likeness of his death, indeed we will also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
当然，我们是在他死的样式里与他联合生长，我们必要在他活的样式里。复活的样式里与他联合生长。
Now, I must tell you, The spirit of this fellowship is to say, try to understand what does it mean by growing together.
当然，这个交通的灵是想明白与它联合生长是什么意思。
I mean, this actually get to me. They said they'd like to have my feedback.
当然，他们也想盼着听到我如何看这件事情。
I never did give the feedback, and I'm going to give the feedback now.
我这个没有给他们回应。我现在也是要回应还是不回应？
现在要回应。
现在要回应。
Otherwise, I won't go through this.
不然的话，我就不讲这些了。
Okay, now the point is very important. Okay, because I try to understand this because the discussion is around this.
这个讨论呢是围绕这个来的。
It has something to do. I mean, don't worry. I'm not going to get into these details. The point is that whether this have grown together, what tense it is. In other words, is it a present progressive tense?
当然这个地方我不会讲很多的细节。我是讲这个语态，这个时态这地方到底是讲的是现在时态，还是正在进行时，还是什么时代？
Well, the whole point is because we live in time.
因为我们是在活在时间里面。
And so they wanted to know whether this is still going on.
他们是想知道这件事情是不是还在进行中。
Actually, I think it is right that the tense here really is meaning it is continuing.
当然，这地方的时态就是讲正在进行，还在进行。
But what I want to do is that I want to...this is my answer. I want to emphasize the word together.
我特别这地方想强调这个联合在一起，这个联合这个词。
In other words, I want to look at this not from when, but from where.
我不想讲什么时候开始，乃想讲在什么地方，在哪里联合。
I think this is actually a key.To this whole section.
这一个大段的这个关键就是这个地方。
If your focus is only on when,
如果你的这个注意力是在什么时候，
I believe you sooner or later will end up in a maze if you're not there already.
你如果还没有进到迷宫里，我想你早晚会进到迷宫里。
And I believe the way to get out of this maze is to take the view.Of where,
我觉得要想从这个迷宫里出来，要注意是在哪里。
Yes, of course, you can say it is continuing.
当然，你可以说这是正在进行。
But continuing where?
但是在哪里继续的往前
？Okay, the whole reason is I brought this up is because I was reminded just this week to say that many Bible scholars feel that.Romans 7 is the most difficult chapter, one of the most difficult chapters in the New Testament.
当然，这一周我被提醒，许多这个圣经学者认为罗马七章是最难的一章圣经。
Because there are some, I've read some, but I haven't read that much. But anyway, I know the point is this. They want to know whether this was Paul's experience before he was saved or after he was saved.
当然，我没读很多，我读了一点点。许多人问。这七章的经历到底是保罗得救前还是得救后的经历？
You see, this whole focus is on when.
这个整个的这个 注意力放在什么时候。
It's not on where.
而不是在在哪里。
Actually, I think in the past, this point has been brought out.
当然，过去这个问题早就被提出来过。
Actually, I feel that in the past, we talk about the book of Rome. I mean, the matter of baptism is a matter of a testimony to declare you have changed from one realm.To another.
但过去我们交通受浸的时候都会讲受浸的意义就是要你要宣告从一个范畴迁移到另外一个范畴里面
So therefore, the emphasis must be where, not when, isn't it?
所以这个注意力当然是应该是在哪里而不是什么时候
But the point is that why in the past, even such answers do not satisfy us because it seems to, you will come to this, come to that point later, but that is why people still have such questions.
因为我们这样讲，但是人为什么还会有这样的问题呢？
Okay, let me add a little bit here.
我这地方加一点点。
In the past, this matter about the book of Romans, this matter about reckoning,
过去呢，我们在读罗马书的时候，这个算这个词到底是什么意思
？Actually, it's a very puzzling thing, even though it is used here. But the puzzling people try to reckon, but they find they didn't work.
当然，过去有许多人试着来算，但算来算去没有果效，算不下去了。
But so the same thing is true. You can explain it. Actually, you can explain it almost logically to say, well, you know, you are no longer in that realm. You are now you are no longer in this old realm. You are in another realm.
当然，你可以有许多的解释。你可以解释说，你已经不在那个一个这个范畴，而是你在一个另外一个范畴，一个新的范畴了。
And but the point is, Paul didn't use it.
但是关键是保罗没有这样用啊。
Don't you think that the Spirit, when the Holy Spirit inspired Paul to write, not anticipating the kind of questions that later on people would raise?
你觉得圣灵在启示保罗的时候，他没有想到以后人会问这些问题吗？
Okay. It is because of this.
就正是因为这个。
So I went on to read, see how did Paul say? Did not say realm, but what? How did he say it?
我就带着这个问题。继续研读保罗虽然没有用这个范畴这个词但是他到底说了什么是如何说的
Romans chapter 6 verse 9
罗马书六章九节
He says knowing that Christ having been raised from the dead dies no more death lords it over him no more
既然我们知道啊，基督已经从死人中复活就不再死死也不再做主管辖他了
You know, this phrase, lords it over, I think is a marvelous translation.
这地方这个做主管辖这个翻译翻得非常好。
Okay, and not only in verse 9,
不仅在第九节
but also verse 14.
在十四节也是一样。
Verse 14.
第十四节
For sin will not lord it over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace.
罪必不能做主在管辖你们因为你们不在律法之下乃在恩典之下
Okay, now let's go to chapter 7 verse 1
我们来到罗马七章一节
Or are you ignorant brothers for I speak those who know the law that the law lords it over the man as long as he lives
弟兄们我现在对明白律法的人说岂不知道你们岂不知律法做主管辖人是在他活着的时候吗
Okay, now this Three times he used lords it over.
保罗用三次用这个做主管辖
And yes, indeed, it is the same word.
当然
in the original.
在这个原文里面是同一个词
So I try to understand it a little bit.
我试着更明白这个地方
And I look up in a dictionary.
我查字典
And you know, one of the very first definition of this word lords it over says have dominion.Over.
第一个定义，这个做主管辖，就是管理某某。
It jumped out on me.
这一下子就跳出来了。
And I believe you jump out on many of you.
我想您如果读的话，也会在您眼前突然亮起来。
What does that remind you?
这提醒你哪一节圣经啊？
Okay, Genesis 1:26, isn't it?
创世记1:26节.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Lord
it over means have a dominion over.
做主管辖, 就是有权柄来管理。
So I thought to myself, oh, this is wonderful. This is just Genesis
1:26.
But it's not so simple to compare, okay?
但是也不是比较起来, 也不是那么简单的。
Let me give you a little bit of the history of this. I think it's very important.
我给你稍微讲一点点这方面的历史,来让你们更明白。
Well, you know that the Bible is divided into Old Testament and the New Testament.
当然圣经有旧约和新约。
And the Old Testament was written in Hebrew.
当然旧约是用希伯来文写的。
And the New Testament was in Greek.
新约是用希腊文写的。
During the New Testament time, both when the Lord Jesus was on the earth during the Gospel time and the later on the Apostles' time,
主在地上的福音的时代，后来使徒的时代,
whenever they quote the Old Testament,
什么时候他们用这个旧约的时候, 引用旧约的时候,
to us, you know, this, if it's a Chinese Bible, it is just directly quote from Chinese Old Testament, if English or Spanish, whatever language, right?
当然我们今天用旧约的时候, 无论是中文还是英文还是西班牙文,我们就直接从这个旧约拿出来了。
But we have to remember in the original, the Old Testament is Greek and Hebrew and the New Testament is Greek.
但是我们要记得啊, 原来的旧约是希伯来文, 新约是希腊文。
So when the Lord Jesus, for example, he quoted some verses, the word he used, he was speaking in those days Greek, right? Kind of. Yeah.
当主耶稣在地上的时候，他说话的时候引用圣经，当然他说的那时候是希腊文。
So what version of the Old Testament did he quote from?
他那个时候引用旧约，他是用旧约的什么版本来说的呢？
So this I must tell you, I have to spend a few minutes to explain this to you because this is very important.
我需要花几分钟给你解释一下，因为这很重要。
There is one called the Septuagint.
有一个版本呢叫七十释译本。
And this particular version is, you can say, the authorized Greek Old Testament text.
这一个是特别是钦定的有权威的这个希腊文版的旧约。
This version was done at 270 BC before Christ.
这一个版本呢是大约公元前270几年的时候翻译成希腊文的。
And this was called Septuagint because the background, it was done by 72 scholars.
它为什么叫七十释译本呢? 因为当时这个翻译者是由72个学者来翻的。
Okay, now I have to tell you a little bit about the Greek Empire.
我现在要给你讲一点点希腊帝国的一点背景。
Because Alexander the Great, he was around a little bit before 300 BC.
亚历山大大帝是公元前300年出头的时候, 在地上一位君王,
and he died in the prime of his life.
他正是强盛的时候就死掉了。
And his kingdom was divided into four parts.
他的领地呢，他的国就分为四块。
Inherited by four of his generals.
他四个将军就把这个帝国分成四块。
And the one who inherited Egypt is the man by the name of Ptolemy.
这个在埃及的南部这一带掌权的那个人叫托勒密。
And Ptolemy, in order to, actually he wanted to continue Alexander's desire, wanted to propagate the Greek culture, Greek civilization.
他想继承亚历山大，能够继续推广希腊文化。
And he first built the city, is today's Alexandria.
当然他后来他建了第一个城，建了一个大城叫亚历山泰城。
And not only that, well, you know, the library in Alexandria is one of the seven wonders of the old times.
当然我们知道在亚历山泰有一个图书馆，那是全世界七大奇迹之一，就是亚历山泰。 图书馆,
and in which they collected many, you know, old things and artifacts and stuff.
那时候他们收集了很多这个古代的东西，包括书，包括书报，书和其他的东西。我加一句，大约超过100万本的书。
And Ptolemy II, I think this is already the son. He actually had this idea. He wanted to translate the Old Testament, the Jewish Old Testament into Greek.
托勒密二世就是托勒密的儿子，想把这个旧约呢翻译成这个希腊文。
And he sent word to the high priest in Jerusalem.
他给送信给这个耶路撒冷的大祭司。
And as the high priest to select six scholars, both well versed in Hebrew and in Greek, six from each tribe, so therefore 72 of them.
所以他那时候要求从每一个支派选派六个学者，他们既懂希腊文又懂希伯来文，来翻译这个旧约。
And ordered them to complete this work expeditiously. Some said they finished in 72 days.
他们要这72个人尽快的把这个翻译成希腊文，有人说呢是大约是就是72天翻译完的。
Threaten them with beheading or whatever.
这个威胁他们说，他们不用脑袋就不要脑袋了。
So therefore, anyway, it was completed in time and was brought to the Alexandria Library.
当然，他们按时完成了，就把这个翻译本拿给了这个拿到了这个图书馆。
And this is the authorized Greek text of the Old Testament.
这是被认定的有权威的希腊文的旧约。
And you can imagine, in God's sovereignty, God allows such a thing to happen at 270 BC.
你要知道，这是主的主宰，他允许这件事情在公元前270几年发生。
So therefore, when the Lord Jesus was on the earth and in the early church days, this was available.
所以当主耶稣来到地上的时候，他那个时候这个版本在地上就已经有用了。
So it is most likely, I believe, it's most likely the Lord Jesus used the Septuagint.
我觉得最可能主耶稣用的那个旧约版本就是这个版本。
You see, so when I read Romans 6, 9, 14, 7, 1, immediately jumped out on me, Genesis 1:26.
我读这个罗马六章九节、十四节和七章一节的时候，创世纪一章二十六节，立刻就跳出来了。
And But as I said, I cannot compare them very easily because actually today only the Eastern Orthodox Church, they have the versions I read last night, that they have the versions both in Greek, both New and Old and New Testament.
对，昨天晚上我查的时候，我知道只有东正教它有这个希腊文的旧约和新约在一起。
But anyway, for us, it is not so easy.
对我们来说不是那么容易。
So I asked a brother, please check this out for me.
我让一个弟兄帮我查一查。
This is what he found out.
这是他找到的。
Okay. Now what he found out is that this three times lords it over is not the same word.
他找到我这三个
have dominion over.
做主管辖，实际上他们三个这三个地方不是同一个字啊，不是让他来有权管理。
I must tell you, I was very disappointed.
我告诉你，我挺失望的。
But anyway, but it's not so simple.
我也告诉你，不是那么简单。
Because in Mark chapter 10, verse 42, that's why we read that verse.
因为在马可福音十章四十二节。
These are the word of the Lord Jesus.
这地方主耶稣说的话。
And the Lord Jesus most likely was using the Septuagint, as I told you.
我相信主耶稣最可能是在用七十是一本。
Okay, let me just point out to you very, very quickly.
那我很快的把它读一下。
And Jesus called them to him and said to them, "You know that those who are esteemed as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them."
耶稣叫他们来，对他们说，你们知道外邦人有尊为君王的为主治理他们，也有大臣超权管辖他们。
Okay, the word used in Genesis 1:26 have dominion over, that word is the same word translated here as esteemed as rulers.
你知道在创世纪一章二十六节那地方讲到说让他们管理那个词，在这个地方就翻译成有这个为主治理他们。
And so, in other words, it is a matter of position.
这个地方的事实上是什么呢？是在地位上。
It's a position.
是个地位的问题。
But then, lord it over them. When with this position, if you exercise it, that's the lord it over.
为主治理他们，说出来，你有你在这个位置上。
And this lord it over is the same as those three places we read. Romans 6, 9, Romans
14, and 7:1. You
see my point?
你现在明白我在讲话吗?
My point is that Genesis 1, when God created man, God gave man the position
你知道,
to have dominion over.
你知道创世纪章16节, 当神创造人的时候, 祂给人那个地位来管理。
And when the Lord Jesus quoted that verse, when the Lord Jesus spoke that word, he actually quoted the same word from Genesis 1:26.
当主耶稣在这地方，马可10章42节说话的时候, 他引用的那个经节里那个词就是创世纪1章26节。
But not only in position,
但是不光是在地位上,
but in every situation, you can have the disposition.
而是在每一个环境,每一个情形下, 你都可以有这个性情。
Now, I don't know how I can convey this to you, because, you know, Paul never used the word realm.
保罗从来没有用过这个范畴这个词。
Because the realm, I believe, is not strong enough.
我觉得这个范畴这个词不够强。
It does not bring out that authority, bring out that dominion, bring out that lording it over.
我觉得他这个感觉没有办法把这个做权为主治理这方面的意思表达出来。
So in other words, you see now, it's not the when, but it's the where.
所以我要说, 关键不是什么时候, 乃是在哪里。
Actually, dear brothers and sisters, I think this is extremely important.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 我觉得这个非常非常重要。
First, to be able to, while we actually talk about the matter of sanctification, there is the positional and the dispositional.
当然我们讲到圣别的时候, 有地位上的圣别, 有性情上的圣别。
That's Mark 10:42.
这地方就是马可福音10章42节。
You see, when, actually, I thought about these translations are absolutely wonderful.
我想到这些翻译的时候, 我觉得非常奇妙。
The other day I mentioned this to you. I said, dominion, have dominion over. This word dominion is not so familiar with this country.
当然我那天提到的时候, 我讲到这个, 我就用辖区了。
辖区。
讲到这个辖区这个词, 这个对这个, 美国这边来说呢，对美国人来说呢, 不是很熟悉。
Seemingly, this word was more familiar to those countries have monarchy systems.
这个词呢, 在那些有这个君主这个制度的国家啊, 比较熟悉。
But I did mention, and I said, Great Britain did not discover dominion.
我也想讲到说, 就是大英帝国也没有找到这个辖区这个词。
But rather, actually, the, it's Genesis 1:26 first brought this out.
乃是创世纪1章26节先把这件事情提出来。
But the question is how we, dear brothers and sisters who enjoy treasure Genesis 1:26 so much, we need to rediscover the word of dominion.
我们这里的弟兄姊妹们特别享受创世纪1章26节,但是我们需要重新发现 创世纪1章26节里的这个辖区这个词。
You know, let me give you an example.
这个辖管, dominion.
Yeah, 可以, 不是我说我现在举一个例子。
Okay.
On Wednesday, I was with the seniors meeting.
周三的时候我和长青排在一起。
I tried to bring this up a little bit.
我想把这件事情提出来。
I didn't get into the subtugine and so on, but anyway, I tried to bring out this burden.
我没有讲其实是一本，但是我想把这个负担提出来。
But so afterwards, this is what I want to tell you. Afterwards, there's a brother who gave a testimony.
结束的时候有个弟兄做了一个见证。
I thought that was absolutely wonderful. Was right on, just brought this point out.
我觉得这是这个 正中目标。
And this brother, you see, remember these are seniors, those who are senior Chinese speaking saints.
你知道这些都是年长的圣徒，特别是这哦说华语的年长圣徒。
So this brother used this illustration. I thought it was just so wonderful.
他用了一个例子来说明啊，我觉得非常好。
He said that you all know about Monterey Park.
你们都知道，在这个南加州有一个蒙特利尔，不是蒙特利尔。Monterey Park, Monterey 公园。
Yeah.
对不起啊。
Yeah.
Monterey 公园市，我。
Yeah.Monterey Park, sometimes, I mean, you know, those who come from the Far East, in the past, they call it Little Taipei.
当然，从远东来的人都知道那个 Monterey 那个公园市啊，过去叫小台北。
And now there are so many come from China, so now they call small Shanghai.
当然，现在有许多从大陆来，那地方开始叫小上海。
And, you know, I mean,you say, why don't you use Flushing? No, Flushing is not the same as Monterey Park. Because the mayor was a Chinese. I mean, I think still a Chinese.
Okay. 这个和法拉盛不一样。那地方的那个现在市长是个，过去是个中国人，现在可能还是中国人。
Yeah. And even several of the city council members were Chinese.
这个城市的这个委员会里面呢，这个也是好几个中国人。
Because there's the voting block has, you know, they are very influential.
因为他们在那地方这个投票的这个成员里面呢，有许多是大部分是中国人的。
They may even voted on certain city ordinances.
他们甚至于城市的一些管理的条文和一些立法都是他们选出来的。
And this brother said, if you go to Monterey Park.
如果这个弟兄说，如果你到那个城市去的话
，Everybody speaks Chinese.
每个人都说中文。
All the Chinese restaurants, stores.
许多中国餐馆，中国的这卖中国货的这个店。
If you don't speak any Chinese, you do very well.
你还是不说英文。
这不说中文，人家不说英文。
在那地方，你不说英文也能活得好好的。
Yeah, okay. So.Most of the people they are so used to, they think they are still in Taipei or in Shanghai.
那地方的人在那种环境里生活，他还以为他在台北或者上海呢。
And but you have to be very careful.
但是你要小心了。
It's in the domain of the United States.
你要小心，但是那地方是在美国的一个辖区。
It's controlled by the Constitution of the United States.
那地方还是受美国宪法的约束的
，and all the laws of this country，
所有这个国家的法律在那地方都是应用的
，and the law of the state of California，
当然州法在那地方还是一样的
，even if these Chinese city council members we want to vote for some new ordinances， it must be in accordance with the United States jurisdiction，
当然那地方即使是那些管理人员想。通过某个法律的话，某个法令的话，它还是要和全美国所有的立法还是要一致的。
So you cannot say, well, you know, because it's so much like Taipei, we'll do the way we are used to do in Taipei or in Shanghai.
你绝对不能说，哦，这地方既然像小台北和上海一样，那我们就照着台北和上海来管理，好不好
？You must realize where you are.
你必须意识到，醒过来，你在哪里
？He said, you know, this is so true with us.
他说这和我们的光景是一样的。
We all know. I mean, for so many years, we heard we're no longer under the law, but under grace.
我们许多年都在讲我们。不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
We're so used to the law.
我们那都习惯了守律法。
We're still, I mean, we're still living in the jurisdiction as if we were still in Taipei or in Shanghai.
就是像我们的生活，好像是已经还习惯在台湾、台北或上海的生活一样，那种的法治管法治下一样。
You see, dear brothers and sisters, this is have.Dominion over.
这就是弟兄姊妹有权管理管制。
Don't say, well, yeah, we know Genesis 1:26. We know the realm. But the realm, you're talking about the realm, but you have no idea about the authority and the jurisdiction in this realm.
虽然我们一直讲创世纪1:26，我知道，但是实际上我们对这个它的这个范围 受管辖和他的制度，我们实际上还是理解的很少。
You see, dear brothers and sisters, Genesis 1:26 is so, so very practical.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，创世纪一章二十六节是非常非常实实在在可实行的一节圣经。
But we need to rediscover it.
我们需要重新发现这一节圣经。
We need to rediscover this. And so when I said the word dominion was not discovered by Great Britain, of course not. And it was.I wouldn't say discovered by God. It was ordained by God.
我提到这个做主管辖或者是有权管制，这不是英国人的发明，乃是主所命定给我们的。
That's the ordained way of God.
这是主所命定，神所命定的。
You see, not only that's why I thought Mark chapter 10 verse 42 is so wonderful. It is not only positionally, but also dispositionally.
我觉得马可十章四十二节为什么这么宝贝，就是因为不光是地位上，更是在性情上。
So, and I feel, dear brothers and sisters, this is the kind of review we have to get used to.
我觉得弟兄姊妹，我们需要习惯这样的回顾。
So we need to review.
我们需要重新再看。
So we need to take another look.
我们需要有另外一个角度来看。
But while we're taking another look, I hope God will uplift our views.
我觉得当我们在看的时候，主能够把我们的看见呢再拔高。
And really, that you will find that will really, you know, such seeing will revolutionize our Christian life.
这样的看见能够让我们基督徒的生活有一个革命性的翻转。
You know, actually, this word, we were discussing about this word dominion.Domain.
我们在讨论这个辖区这个词。
We just talk about the domain for those senior ones coming from the Far East.
我们讲到这个从远东来的年长圣徒的他们的辖区。
And I want to talk a little bit about to our younger generation.
我现在想给我们年轻的一代说点话。
Actually, I was reminded this domain is very much a computer.Word.
我听到说这个辖区这个词啊，在计算机领域里面是一个很常见的词。
Just the other day, I was thinking about this. I thought so many young ones now they're interested to do the website designs.
今年有许多年轻人想来设计网页。
What does it mean?
这到底什么意思呢
？What does it mean? I was thinking now.Well, of course, you can't just do it arbitrarily.
当然你不可能这个人为的随意的来做这件事情。
You have to get some kind of an authority. You have to be authorized to have this space, this cyberspace.
你需要有授权来有一点这个这个 cyber 哎，这叫什么？虚拟空间。
You know, it is true because this is very much, you know, this security problem about. So it is that when you are assigned a domain.
当然你需要有这个所有的这一切你都需要都需要合理的。但你被给你一个空间的时候，一个辖区的时候
，That means you can exercise your authority within that domain.
那就说明你在那个辖区里面，你可以运用你所有的权利。
And nobody can take it away from you.
没有人能把那个权利从你夺去。
I mean that's how you can have the kind of the cyber security.
这就是你在这个你那个空间里面，那虚拟空间，你能有一定的这个这个安全权安全。
Anybody who violates the cyber security is a question of not respecting the domain.
任何人来破坏这个你的这个你所安全的范围，那是在这个那是在破坏你的辖区。
You know, of course, this is a big issue nowadays.
今天这个虚拟空间的这个安全性是非常大的一个问题。
But you know, this is nothing new.
这个一点都不新鲜。
Actually, in Genesis 1:26, God has already assigned this cyber domain to all those men, all the men He created.
创世纪一章二十六节，神早就把这个辖区啊，早就赐给我们了。
So, actually, this word domain. Or dominion really is a word. If you think about it, is really a more widespread than we realize.
当你想想的时候，这个辖区或者是管制啊，啊，这个这些词的应用比我们所想象的要广要广得多。
Let me use a couple words.
我来用另外几个词。
For example, the word dominate. Dominate is related to dominion.
你比如说这个主导或这个主这个言这个控制这个词。
And actually, any word end with D-O-M, you see, freedom or kingdom, it has this word dom on it.
任何一个词啊，后面加上一个 D-O-M, 你比如说自由后面一个 D-O-M, 国度后面一个 D-O-M, 这后面都有一个词 D-O-M.
And what does D-O-M mean?
但是 D-O-M 到底是什么意思呢？
D-O-M just means dominion.
这个 DOM 就是这个辖区或者是管制。
If you look at the definition of this word, actually it means the authorized jurisdiction.
这个词的意思就是你被授权有这一个管制权。
So therefore, you see, that's why I realize realm really doesn't represent it.
所以我意识到这个范畴没办法表达这个意思。
If we rediscover the meaning of dominion.
如果我们重新来发现这个管制权这个词，
and our Christian life will be different.
我们基督徒的生活会不一样。
And that's why this morning, actually, if you look at the title, I call it Domain and Freedom.
如果你看今天早上这个题目啊，我就给它叫辖区与自由。
This is what Romans 8 is going to talk about.
这是在罗马八章就要讲的。
In the domain of the spirit, there is freedom.
在灵的这个辖区里面就有自由。
In the domain of the spirit, there's where the law of life, spirit and of life operates.
在这个辖区里面，在灵的辖区里面，会有生命之灵的律在那地方运行。
So let me end with Colossians 1:13.
我现在用这个哥罗西书一章十三节来结束。
Because I thought Colossians 1:13brought us this point out so well.
我觉得这一节圣经呢，把这一个点呢说得非常清楚。
Who means the Father? Who delivered us out of the authority of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of His love?
他拯救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁入他爱子的国里。
And in the past, we thought the comparison is the darkness and the Son of His love.
我们过去觉得是这地方是在比较这个黑暗的权势和他爱子的国度。
And sometimes I thought maybe he should say the kingdom of His light or something, because then you see the contrast between darkness.
过去有时候我们想呢，是不是一个是黑暗，一个是应该另外一个应该是用光的国度来比较更合适嘛。
But no, the contrast is between authority of darkness and the kingdom of the Son of His love.
这地方的比较不是，这地方的比较呢是黑暗的国度和神爱子的黑暗的权势和神爱子国度的比较。
Actually, if we know Genesis 1:26, then we know the authority of darkness is something that the enemy usurped.
你要知道，我们如果来读创世纪那地方经节的时候，我们知道这个黑暗呢是仇敌所利用、
所篡夺的
那个范围。
And the proper jurisdiction is the kingdom of the Son of God.
合适的这个管制的范围是神爱子的国度。
So let us get used to rediscover this word.
我们需要习惯重新再来看这一个词。
Rediscover the dominion over.
重新看这个管理这些东西。
That's why we exercise our spirit to get into this domain.
所以我们需要操练我们的灵来进入这个辖区。
That we can leave that usurped authority of darkness,
我们能够离开那个被撒旦篡夺的那个黑暗的权势，
and enter into the God-ordained kingdom of the Son of His love.
能够进到神所命定的给我们的他爱子的国度里面。
And I must tell you, dear brothers and sisters, I found this is very uplifting to me.
弟兄姊妹，我告诉你，这件事情对我来说是一件相当相当把我这个提升的一件事情。
And I believe that's what Romans is going to bring us into.
我觉得这个罗马书要把我们带到这样的光景里面。
So, okay, let's get out of this when, remain, stay in the where.
现在让我们从那个什么时候出来，而后留在。在哪里
？Positionally, we have already have that position.
在地位上来说，我们已经有了这个地位。
But in whatever situation we find ourselves in, let's turn that into the disposition.
我们不管我们现在所处的光景如何，我们需要进到他那个性情的变化里面。
From Genesis 1:26 and apply it to every situation here we live on the earth.
从创世纪一章二十六节，我们无论如何，无论我们的光景如何，我们进到我们今天所看见的这个光中。
Praise the Lord. I hope that the many saints will have an opportunity to fellowship. We will not divide into language meetings.
Okay. Yeah. 赞美主，我盼望现在许多的圣徒能够站出来分享。今天我们不分语言聚会。